Hello.
Yes, sir. Good evening. My name is Richard. I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers.
Okay.
I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I'm not selling anything, and I'm not going to ask you for a donation. Is this Mr. Michael?
Yeah, Walczak.
Okay, I didn't want to mispronounce it, sir. Thank you for helping me out there. Okay, sir, let me see. And so start off, sir, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
40.
40 years? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Excellent. And what is your primary branch of the trade, sir? Tile setter, tile or marble finisher, refractory bricklayer, bricklayer, terrazzo mechanical finisher, PCC restoration, cement mason?
Restoration.
Okay. And on the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, journey-level mechanic, apprentice, finisher?
Journeyman.
Okay. And yes or no, sir, are you currently working at the trade right now?
No, sir.
No, okay. And approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted work over the past 4 months?
Probably 6 months.
Okay, that's 5 to 12. Okay. All right, sir. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
No. Okay. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Okay. And thinking about what you see in your local community, sir, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there was this time last year?
Fewer
construction projects, okay. And do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Fewer,
okay. And yes or no, sir, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. And yes or no, thinking about all the jobs in which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
No.
No? And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
Okay. And thinking about the last job on which you worked, sir, do you know whether it was funded primarily privately through your state or local government, through the federal government, or do you not know?
I think it's state.
State or local government? Okay.
Yes, sir.
And thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same, or less unemployment than now?
More.
More than now? Okay. And looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2-3 years, it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
Worse.
It's going to get worse? Okay. And switching gears a bit, sir, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Dust air quality, COVID-19, fall risks, falling objects, heat and cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, or no real safety concerns at all?
No real safety concerns.
Okay. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
No? And for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Union organizing?
No.
Picketing?
No.
Political canvassing?
No.
Thank you, sir. And in the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
Occasionally.
Thank you, sir. Now, changing the subject of the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are the most likely to get your news from to the one that you are least likely to get your news from. The first one is radio, the internet or social media, print or online newspapers, local TV news programming, friends and neighbors, or cable news?
The least likely is friends and neighbors, and the most likely is internet.
Okay. Okay. Friends and neighbors. Okay. The least. Okay. You said friends and neighbors the least, right, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. And which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Immigration, jobs and the economy, healthcare, support for labor unions, education, foreign policy, the environment, or something else?
Immigration.
Thank you, sir. And as you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about Davis-Bacon Act?
No.
No? Okay. And as you may know, sir, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, or not so important, or not important at all that the federal elected officials support it?
Very important.
Thank you, sir. And generally speaking, do you believe that the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
Democratic Party.
Thank you, sir. Now, as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute? GM, Ford, Stellantis, or the United Auto Workers?
The UAW.
The UAW more or somewhat more?
More.
Okay. And please indicate if you would approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden has done, which each of the following. His job as a president overall?
Disapprove.
You disapprove somewhat or you disapprove strongly?
Strongly.
What about foreign affairs?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Healthcare?
Disapprove strongly.
Support for labor unions?
Disapprove strongly.
Immigration?
Disapprove strongly.
The economy?
Disapprove strongly.
Thank you, sir. And do you disapprove or approve the way Congress is handling its job?
Disapprove.
Strongly disapprove or you somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. And are you a registered voter, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, sir, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or you do not think you will vote at all?
I will vote strongly.
Almost certain? Okay. We're almost done here, sir. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote, sir?
I would do a write-in or something. Neither one of them two knuckleheads.
Okay, thank you. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
All of the above.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, sir. And turning back to the BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you, sir. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Okay, sir. Now, how could the union best improve its representation and services, in your own words?
Keep all the members that want to work, working.
Keep all the members that want to work, working.
Well, yes, sir.
That want to work, working. Okay. And what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing in the union should be working on? In your own words again.
Better benefits.
Better benefits? That's it?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Text, SMS, job site, Union meetings, mail or email?
Mail.
Okay, sir. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? 4 or more times a year, a couple of times a year, once a year, or never?
Once a year.
All right, sir. And I would like to ask a few questions just for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or something else?
Something else.
Okay. Do you think yourself as a closer to the Republican or the Democratic Party?
Closer to the Democratic Party.
Thank you, sir. And just to make sure that we have a representative sample, what is your race, sir?
White.
Thank you, sir. And finally, strictly just for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I just please have your first name?
Michael Walczak, W-A-L, C as in Charles, Z as in Zebra, A-K.
Okay. Okay. Michael, thank you very much for your participation. This concludes our survey for today. You have a great evening, sir.
You too, sir. Don't work too hard.
Bye-bye. Thank you, sir.